hammer told me that, Ellen, I'm dying and that is it. I said, what? She knows she's going. I said, Shona, she told me, he told me, yes.
For me?
I called him yesterday evening late, and I was talking to him. I said, that man was here, I forgot his name. I said, but he's coming back tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'll write you a little note or something and give you some thanks for what you know, for our interview.
I'm glad to do that. I'll get somebody here. But I would like to hear that tape again.
Yeah.
When you get through with it, you know?
Yeah.
And who was to take that? It is Mr. Goodan.
Yeah.
He never did.
Yeah. Well,
something I can't put on that tape, you see.
Yeah.
That's something else I didn't want. But I told him about it through a joke, something like that. I was telling that to the sheriff. He just laughed.
Yeah.
When he was small. But you can't put that on the tape. No.
Yeah, well, look.
What that he had in the paper for me, was it last year?
Yeah, age and
everywhere while working, concerned and everything. Bless God, I believe the same week I got sick. I said, now, you see that? Well, Mr. come to the hospital. J.P. Joy, that's the attorney. He said, Jonah, I said, how you doing? I said, I ain't doing good at all, Mr. Joy. I said, one thing I believe I did wrong when I had my name in the paper. He looked at me, he laughed, he said, that ain't nothing. But I was sick though, I'm telling you. I got sick there in August. I stayed sick till January.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank God. But now I ain't the same I was before I got sick. I'm weak in my knees. Man, I'm sick that long in my age too. I've been around, you know.
Well, Mr. Henry, now, on the farm, where did you keep your cows? Did you have a place?
Cow?
Yes.
He had no cow. Cow. Well, the boss had a cow,
Yeah.
He keep that, you know, back in the woods.
Uh-huh.
Milk cow.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about that milk cow. He had a cow, call that cow La Breen, French, you know. And my sister, Claire, but everybody called her Bebe. They were triplets. And she born the same week that that cat born back there. Well, two of them died. Two of my, you know, twin died. And my sister worship survived. And Madame Man, that white lady, was staying on a place. She named that little cat Maguyun. And she called Bebe Maguyun. Now you might think it's a joke. She told me one day, she said, Duke, you know why I call Bebe Maguyun? I said, no. She said, that's the same week Maguyun born back in the field. I said, what Maguyun? She said, La Breen cat. And she fed Bebe off of that cow milk. Now, I bet if it wasn't for that, I believe my sister would die. They ain't had nothing to give them that time, you know. People ain't had nothing. And every morning, one of us had to go there. Me or my brother had to go get that milk. In the evening, get it. And you know how they could keep that milk? Put it in the jug, let it down in a well.
Yeah.
Well stopper. They had no ice. Don't know what ice was. I never seen a piece of ice. When I first seen a piece of ice, I told my man, I said, something shining that man bring. What's that? She looked at me and said, that's ice. Piece of ice about that big for a nickel. That's right, man, come over with liquor in the wagon. And I often think of that, about that calf. And that cow lived a long time until she got bogged down in the swamp and died. Nobody knew, you see, in the farm. I said, well, my sister lived until she got 70, I'll be better. Yeah, she got 70-some years old. She lived. Call her Maguyun. Lord, they had some name that time for somebody.
Yeah. Did